Base Mishnah Aleph. Seder Tanias Ketzad. What was the order? What was the procedure which was done on the fasts? And this is referring specifically to the last seven fasts, which were far more stringent than the earlier ones. Mitzinus Hatibul Chirushal Ir. They'd bring out the Aron HaKodesh with the Sefer Torah in it into the town square. V'noisin Efer Makla Gabi Ateva. They would put burnt ashes on top of the Aron V'resh HaNosi V'resh Avbeistin. And onto the head of the Nosi, who is the head of the Beis Din, and on the head of the Av Beis Din, who is the deputy head of the Beis Din. And everybody else puts the ashes onto their own head. And all of this is done in order to shame the people, and also to represent the shame which they have caused to the Torah. The fact that they have not yet done proper teshuva in order to deserve rain, that is also a disgrace to their Torah. And the difference between the Nosi and the Av Beis Din and everybody else, the reason why the Mishnah specifies them, is because for them, other people would place ashes on their head. They wouldn't do it themselves, reason being that for great people, if somebody else shames them, it's considered a bigger shame than if they shame themselves. They sort of feel the message more. The reason why this was done in the town square is also because until now, the Torah and Aron HaKodesh was in the shul, sort of kept away on the side. Now we bring it out into public and shame it in public to show the shame which we have caused the Torah. Now the reason why they would shame themselves and the Torah using ashes is in order to bring about the merit of Akidas Yitzchak, when Avraham was prepared to sacrifice his son Yitzchak, and Hashem considered it as if he actually had done it, and that Yitzchak had turned into ash, he was burnt to ash. So by us placing the ashes on our heads, as well as serving the purpose of shaming us, it would also sort of bring the merit to Hashem of the Akidas Yitzchak. Continues the Mishnah, Hazokin Shabahen, Oim Lefnim Divei Chibushin. The oldest and wisest Talmud Chacham amongst them says in front of them words which conquer the heart and inspire the people. Achenu, our brothers, le'nemer ba'anshe Nineveh v'yar elokim v'sakum v'stanisom. It does not say regarding the people of Nineveh who did teshuva and were saved. It doesn't say that Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting. Although they did fast and place sackcloth on themselves, as the Pasukim relate, when it comes to them being answered, Ella, rather it says, Vayara Elokim Ma'aseim, Hashem saw their deeds, Kishon Medak Mara'a, that they had repented. They had done teshuva from their evil path. The point being that although we are fasting and placing ashes on ourselves and shaming ourselves, this is only worth anything if it causes us to do real teshuva. In itself, it's worthless. Only if it leads to bettering ourselves and really getting the message and taking it in, only then will our davening be answered, and that is what Hashem is looking for. And elsewhere in Nevi'im it says, you should tear your hearts and not your clothes, meaning do real teshuva.